Pack intensivo 8 meses. Un total de 4 libros y 8 CDs que te aportarán todo el contenido necesario como para trabajar con el idioma durante 8 meses. Una apuesta segura para el oído y tu agilidad oral. Súper oferta, súper intensa. Consigue tu pack intensivo 8 meses ahora por tan solo 19,95 euros. Entra en baulantienda.com y hazte con tu super pack intensivo 8 meses. Ahora envío gratis.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio. You're listening to Bon Radio.
Baugan Radio. El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Ahora en Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio today are Tessie and Jesus and Annabelle and Cucci. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Very
and
good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good too. The first thing that we're going to look at is our Twitter question today. I'm going to tell you that I'm a person. I'm a person. And you? I'm a person. And you? So I want you to answer que vosotros también sois personas. And what I specifically want is este también, okay? Yesterday we were looking at it and we were doing the negative and the affirmative, so también and tampoco, but today I only want también. There are three options, okay? You can say that in three different ways. If you know how to, shoot it over on Twitter, go on Twitter at English_clock and write those three options for me. And we're going to take a look at them at the end of today's program. And while you do that, we're going to take a look at question mix number 7. We're going to skip number 6 and we're going to go to question mix number 7, which goes like this. Is Madonna old or young?
She's old. She's okay.
She's not old. She's not young. She's okay. I think she turned 60 last year. I think. Yeah. She's all right.
She's old.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty old. I mean, taking into account that she was, you know, a massive superstar in the 80s and 90s, and we all remember her being super young.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like Madonna's 60, and you're like, whoa.
She looks younger.
But she does absolutely look younger. Good save.
Thank you.
But you're not Madonna.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Costner handsome?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Or at least he used to be, because I don't know what he looks like right now. And is Beyoncé pretty or ugly?
She's pretty.
She's pretty. Very good. And is math an easy subject or a difficult subject? Annabelle, is math an easy or a difficult subject?
Math is a difficult subject.
Very good. And is French an easy or a difficult language for you?
It's an easy language for me.
Very good. Ask me if German is an easy language for me.
Is German an easy language for you?
Very good. Again.
Is German an easy language for you?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if a German...
If German. Si un alemán, no. Porque un alemán, pues no va a ser fácil. O sí, vete tú a saber. I don't know. Pero en German es un alemán, un tío alemán, okay? O una tía alemana.
She's asking you, German is...
She's asking you if...
German.
Well, repeat. Yes. Repeat your question.
Yeah. Is German a difficult, a easy?
An easy.
Is German an easy language for you?
Very good. Is German an easy language for you? Go.
She's asking you if German an easy...
If German is...
Is easy language
if
for
German
you.
If German is an easy...
If German
is...
An easy language for you.
Again.
She's asking you if German is an easy language for you.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if German is an easy language for you.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You are about to answer if German is an easy language for you.
Very good. How do you say Alemán?
German.
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 Not German.
German.
German. Very good. German is an easy language for me. German is an easy language for me. And is La Rioja a rich or a poor province?
La Rioja is a rich province.
Very good. And is Amancio Ortega rich or poor?
He's rich.
Very good. And ask me if New Hampshire is a big or a small state.
Is New Hampshire a big or a small state?
State. Again.
Is New Hampshire a big or a small state?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if New Hampshire is a big or a small state.
So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if New Hampshire is a big
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is a big or a small state.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer if a new... If New Hampshire is a big or a small country.
State. Very good. New Hampshire is a small state. It's a small state. And what color are Christmas trees?
It's green.
What color are Christmas trees?
They are green.
They are green. Very good. And is your birthday in March, Jesus?
No, it's not.
Very good. Plane, Casablanca, Madrid.
This plane is going from Casablanca to Madrid.
Very good. Ship, New York, Rome.
This ship is going from New York to Rome.
Very good. And what is Albacete famous for?
Albacete is famous for its knives.
Knives. Very good. And what is Salamanca famous for?
Salamanca is famous for its university.
Very good. He has a dog, so it's?
It's her dog.
He has a dog, so it's?
It's his dog.
His dog. Very good. She has a phone, so it's?
It's she's phone.
What? Okay, stop. He has a dog, so it's?
It's his dog.
It's his dog. She has a phone, so it's?
It's her phone.
It's her phone. Not it's she's phone. It's her phone. They have a TV, so it's?
Their TV.
It's their TV. Very good. Monday is the first day of the week. Continue.
Tuesday is the second day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is the third day of the week.
Friday is the
Thursday.
Thursday is the fourth day of the week.
Friday is the
fifth
day of the week.
Very good.
Sunday.
Saturday is the sixth day of the week.
And?
Sunday is the seventh day of the week.
And Sunday is the seventh day of the week. Very good. And is there an egg in your fridge, Annabelle?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And is there a unicorn on the table?
No, there isn't.
Very good. Is there a TV in your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Are there any animals in your office?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Are there any bananas in your bathroom?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Are there any umbrellas in your house?
Yes, there are.
Very good. How many umbrellas are there in your house?
There are three umbrellas in my house.
Very good. And how many planets are there in our solar system?
There are eight planets in the solar system.
In our solar system.
In our solar system.
Because there are more solar systems. Very good. And how many oceans are there?
There are five oceans.
Very good. And how many stars are there on the Walk of Fame? How many stars are there on the Walk of Fame? How many stars?
There are a lot of stars on the
walk
of fame. Of fame.
The Walk of Fame. What is the Walk of Fame?
La calle esa donde las estrellas de los famosos.
Esa. Well, Walk of that has a name in English, and it's called Walk of Fame. Yes. El camino de la fama. The Walk of Fame. Very good. And there are actually more than 2,500 stars. More than 2,500 stars. How many popes are there?
There are one pope.
How many popes are there?
There is one pope.
There is one pope. Very good. Technically, there are two because one said he didn't want to be the pope anymore. So he stopped being the pope. Is Toledo near or far from Madrid? Give me the full answer.
Toledo is near Madrid.
Near Madrid. Very good. And is Leganés near or far from Alicante?
Leganés is far from Alicante.
Very good. And where is Santiago de Chile? Where is Santiago de Chile?
It's... in the U.S.
Where is Santiago de Chile?
It's in Chile.
Yeah, very good. I'm wearing glasses, and you?
I'm not wearing glasses.
Very good. And is Girona near or far from Madrid?
Girona is far from Madrid.
Very good. And is there a mirror in your bathroom?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And where is Iker Casillas from?
Iker Casillas is from Móstoles, in Madrid.
He's from Móstoles. Very good. And is Seville a city or a town?
It's a city.
Very good. And are there any pens in your bag? Are there any pens in your bag?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Then ask me where Florida is and whether it's a big or a small state. Kutsi. Ask me where Florida is and whether it's a big or a small state.
Where is Florida?
Very good.
And is a big or
is it?
Is it a big or a small state?
Again.
Where is Florida and is it a big or a small state?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you where Florida is.
Very good.
And it is.
And if it is.
And if it is.
Is ECS. ECS. And if it is.
And if it is a big or a small country.
State.
State.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know where Florida is and whether it's a big or a small state.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer is if.
No. Ask me again.
Where is Florida?
Where is Florida? That's the first question. So you're about to answer?
You are about to answer where Florida is.
Very good. And?
And if it's a big or a small state.
Very good. Florida is in the southeast of the United States, and it is a pretty big state. It's a pretty big state. Very good. We're going to take a look at drill number 52. We're going to do sentences 1 to 15, and it's about nationalities. Okay, so we're going to do 15 sentences with nationalities. So what nationality are people from Albania?
People from Albania are Albanian.
Albanian, very good. What nationality are people from Algeria?
People from Algeria are Algerian.
Very good. And what nationality are people from America?
People from America are American.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Argentina?
People from Argentina are Argentinian.
Argentinian, very good. You can also say Argentine. Argentinian or Argentine, I would always say Argentinian. Because it makes it a little bit more regular. Okay, like Albanian, Argentinian. What nationality are people from Australia?
People from Australia are Australian.
Very good. Oh, Australia.
People from Australia are Australian.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Austria?
People from Austria are... No,
it's Dutch. Regular. It's regular.
People from Austria are Austrian.
Austrian, very good. And what nationality are people from Belarus?
People from Belarus are Belarusian.
Very good. And I was actually really surprised the other day because I have Lucia from the radio as well. She sits right behind me and she said Belarusian. And I was like, oh my God, I have been pronouncing the nationality from people from Belarus wrong all my life. But turns out that you can say Belarusian or Belarusian. Both pronunciations are correct. There is a difference in spelling. Belarusian is the way you spell Belarusian. Belarusian and Belorussian is B-E-L-O. But that was new for me. I had no idea about that. What nationality are people from Belgium?
People from Belgium are Dutch.
No.
Belgium.
Mm-mm. What nationality are people from Belgium?
People from Belgium
are Belgian.
Yes. People from Belgium, finishing with M, like Madrid, are Belgian, finishing with N, like Naples. Okay? So people from Belgium are Belgian. What nationality are people from Bolivia?
People from Bolivia are Bolivian.
Very good. People from Bolivia are Bolivian. What nationality are people from Brazil?
People from Brazil are Brazilian.
I need that z sound. People from Brazil are Brazilian.
People from Brazil.
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 Z. Brazil.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Are Brazilian.
¿Notas cómo te está saliendo una S?
Brazilian.
Much better. Very good. And what nationality are people from Britain? What nationality are people from Britain?
People from Britain are Britain.
British.
People from Britain are British.
Very good. People from Britain are British. Very good. What nationality are people from Bulgaria?
people from Bulgaria are Bulgarian.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Cambodia?
People from Cambodian
are Cambodia.
Cambodia are Cambodian.
Good, very good. People from Cambodia are, in fact, Cambodian. Very good. And Canada, what nationality are people from Canada?
People from Canada are Canadian.
Canadian. Canadian, very good. And what nationality are people from the Czech Republic?
People from the Czech Republic are Czech.
Are Czech. Very good. Very good. All right. We're going to finish off. We're going to do drill number 55 and 56, which is with two and either. But this time it's you. Not me, but you. So you're human, Annabelle. You're human. And me?
You too.
Very good. You too. Or?
You are a human too.
You're human.
You are a human.
You're human.
You're human.
Yes. You can say you are a human, tú eres un ser humano, or you can say you're human, eres humana. Okay? One is an adjective, one is the noun. So it depends on what, but here it says you're human, not you're a human. You're a human. And me?
You are human too.
Uh-huh.
So are you?
So are you. Very good. You are a person. And me?
You are a person too. You too. So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're an adult. And me?
You're an adult too. Mm-hmm. You too. So you are.
So?
Are you.
So are you. You're here. And me?
You are here too. Mm-hmm. You too. Mm-hmm. You are.
So?
So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're in this room. And me?
You are in this room too. Mm-hmm. You too. So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're from Europe. And me?
You are from Europe too. You too. So are you.
Very good. You're a nice person. And me?
You are a nice person too. You too. So you are. So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're happy. And me?
You're happy too. You too. So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're tall. And me?
You are tall. You are tall too. You too. And so are you.
So are you. Very good. You're fit. And me?
You are fit too. You too. So are you.
So are you. Very good. Now we're going to jump over to the negative. We're going to see the negative. You're not an alien. And me?
You are not an alien either. You either.
Neither.
You neither.
Neither.
No, neither.
Are.
Neither are you.
Mm-hmm.
Me falta uno.
Mm-hmm. Which ones did you say? I said, you're not an alien. And me?
You're not an alien either. You. Me neither. Sería you neither.
No, we wouldn't say that. We wouldn't say that. So it makes it easier because
neither.
There are. Yes. Neither.
Yeah, neither. Neither.
Are.
Are you.
Neither are you. So there are only two options. There are only two options. The long version and the neither are you. Okay, you neither, we wouldn't say that. You're not an animal, and me?
You aren't an animal either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not standing, and me?
You are not standing either. Neither
you're not
are you.
Standing.
You are not standing either. Neither are you.
Neither are you. Very good. You're not in Portugal, and me?
You are not in Portugal. In Portugal. Either, mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not in a meeting. And me?
You are not in a meeting either. Mm-hmm. You aren't either.
Neither?
Neither are you.
Neither are you. Very good. There are two options, remember. You're not Chinese. And me?
You are not Chinese either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Neither are you. Very good. You're not bald. And me?
You are not bald either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not sad. And me?
You are not sad either. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not lazy. And me?
You're not lazy either. Neither are you.
Very good. You're sitting. And me?
You're sitting too. Mm-hmm. So you are you?
So are you? Or you?
You too. No?
You are.
You too.
All right, let's start again. You're sitting, and me?
You are sitting too.
That's a long one.
You too.
Yes.
So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're enthusiastic, and me?
You are enthusiastic too.
Enthusiastic. Very good.
You too. So are you.
So are you. Very good. You're somebody's child and me.
You are somebody's child too. Mm-hmm. You too. So are you.
Very good. Porque somos hijos de alguien. So we're somebody's child, right? Because we obviously we didn't just appear here. You're honest. You're honest. Ceci, you're honest. And me?
You're honest too. Mm-hmm. You too. Mm-hmm. So are you.
Very good. You're not a pessimist. And me?
You are not a pessimist either.
Pessimist either.
neither are you.
Very good. Neither are you. You're not Egyptian. And me?
You are not Egyptian either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not mean. And me?
You are not mean either. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not a twin. And me?
You're not twin either.
You're not a twin.
You're not a twin either. Uh-huh. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not blue-haired. And me?
You're not a blue-haired.
You're not blue-haired.
You're not blue-haired either.
Blue-haired.
Blue-haired either.
Very good.
Neither are you.
Very good. You're hardworking. And me?
You're hardworking too.
You're
hardworking.
Hardworking.
You are hardworking.
Hardworking.
Too. Uh-huh. So you are.
So are you.
So are you. Mm-hmm.
You
too.
Very good. You're excited. And me?
You are excited too. You too. So are you.
Very good. You're smiling. And me?
You are smiling too. You too. So are you.
Very good. You're energetic. And me?
You are energetic too. You too. So are you.
Very good. You're demanding. And me?
You are demanding too. So you too. So are you.
So are you. Very good. We have a few more and then the negative only. You're not short. And me?
You are not short either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Neither are you. Very good. You're not tired. And me?
You are not tired either. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not standing. And me?
You are not standing either. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not boring. And me?
You're not boring too. No, you're not boring either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not a judge. And me?
You are not a church either.
No, not a church. Of course, I'm not a church. I'm not a building. A judge. Un juez.
You are not a judge either. Uh-huh. Neither are you.
Very good. You're not a liar. And me?
You are not a liar either. Neither are you.
Neither are you. Very good. Let's take... So remember... If we're talking about, I am in Spain. I'm in Spain. And you, Annabel?
Me too.
Me too. That's version number one. Number two?
I'm in Spain too.
And?
So am I.
Very good. What about the negative? I'm not in France. And you?
I'm not in France either.
Very good. That's a long version. I'm not in France either.
Neither am I.
Or? Me?
Me neither.
Me neither. Very good. That's when I say I do something or I am something and you. But what if I say you do something and me? So when I say you're in Spain and me?
You are in Spain either. You are in Spain too.
You are in Spain too?
You too.
You too?
So are you.
So are you. Very good. What about Japan? You're not in Japan. And me?
You are not in Japan either. Mm-hmm. Neither are you.
Neither are you. And then the third option of you neither, we don't say that. So just two options. Very good. I hope that helped you with our Twitter question. And before the break, we're going to see if we can do vocabulary booklet number one, lists 12 and 13. How do you say accidente?
Accident.
Very good. Todo o todos?
All.
Yes. En casa?
At home.
Very good. Hermano?
Brother.
Brother, very good. Viaje de negocios.
Business trip,
very good. Ropa.
Clothes.
Very good. Algodón.
Cotton.
Cotton, very good. Comedor.
dining room.
Very good. Oído o oreja?
Ear.
Ear, very good. Cada o todos?
Each.
Or?
Every.
Every. Again?
Every.
Very good. Cara?
Face.
Very good. Pie?
Foot.
Mm-hmm. Mano?
Hand.
Yes. Alto?
High.
High. Very good. Hotel?
Hotel.
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 Very good. ¿Cuántos?
How many?
Yes. ¿Cuánto?
How much?
How much? Very good. La India.
India.
India. Very good. ¿Muchos?
A lot.
Not or many.
Many. Very good. ¿Carne?
Meat.
Yes. ¿Película?
Movie.
Movie. Very good. You can also say film. ¿Camino o carretera?
Road.
Road. Very good. Road. Nieve.
Snow.
Snow. Very good. Sopa.
Soup.
Soup. Very good. And sorpresa.
Surprise.
Surprise. Very good. Let's see if we can finish list number 13. Otra vez.
Again.
Again. Playa.
Beach.
Yes. Timbre o campana.
Bell.
Yes. Bote o barca.
Boat.
Yes. Ambos o los dos.
Both.
Yes. Tarta.
Cake.
Yes. Empresa.
Company.
Company. Very good. Rincón o esquina.
Corner.
Corner it is. Very good. Tarde después del oscurecer.
Evening.
Evening. Very good. Dedo.
Finger.
Finger. Very good. Muebles.
Furnitures.
Me. Without the S.
Furniture.
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 Furniture is uncountable. No podemos contar el inmobiliario. Okay, we can count tables or chairs or sofas, but los muebles en general no se pueden contar, which is why it's never furnitures and always furniture. Anyway, stay tuned. Right after the break, we'll finish list number 13.
Estás escuchando. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ven a los talleres de inglés gratuitos que Vaughan realiza cada mes en nuestras delegaciones. Conócenos. Entra en grupovaughan.com o en nuestras redes grupovaughan.com.
¿Cuál de estas palabras no tienen un equivalente de una sola palabra en inglés? A. Sobremesa. B. Postre. O C. Mantel.
Es el momento de descubrir las claves del éxito, de la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. No te quedes sin tu plaza para el seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito. El próximo martes 29 de enero, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Ahora es tu momento.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática. En grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupovaughan.com.
Beat, beat, beaten. Come, came, come. Drive, drove, driven.
Para. ¿Tú te crees que así vas a aprender gramática? Ya te lo decimos nosotros. No. Para aprender gramática necesitas dos cosas, teoría y práctica. Por eso lanzamos nuestro pack de gramática fácil y gramática fácil ejercicios. Un pack de dos libros esenciales para comprender y trabajar la gramática del inglés, con explicaciones sencillas para que todo te quede muy clarito y ejercicios dinámicos y entretenidos basados en el método Vaughan, desde nivel 0 a nivel nativo. Si estás buscando materiales realmente útiles para pulir tus errores gramaticales, aquí los tienes. Pack Gramática Fácil y Gramática Fácil Ejercicios. Consíguelos ya en vaughantienda.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughn will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
La palabra que no tiene un equivalente de una sola palabra en inglés es sobremesa. Claro, es que los angloparlantes no son tanto de quedarse de charleta después de comer en la mesa como nosotros. Ellos lo describirían como
an after dinner conversation.
Ah, y por si no lo sabías, postre es
dessert
y mantel es
tablecloth.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. Vaughn Radio.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We were reviewing vocabulary booklet list, vocabulary booklet number one, list number 13, and we were stuck on muebles. Cecil.
Furniture.
Furniture. Very good. Abuelos. Abuelos.
Grandparents.
Very good. Grecia.
Greece.
Yes. Feliz o contento.
Happy.
Yes. Pasado. Pesado. Pesado.
Heavy.
Heavy. Very good. Casa o hogar.
Home.
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 Home. Very good. Último.
Last.
Very good. Carta.
Letter.
Letter. Very good. Almuerzo o comida.
Lunch.
Yes. Ahora.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Patata.
Potato.
Very good. Redondo.
Round.
Yes. Varios.
Several.
Several. Very good. Zapatos.
Shoes.
And blando o suave.
Soft.
Soft. Very good. Now take out a piece of paper, take out a pen or a pencil and write down the following emails. Okay, we're going to do an email dictation in block one. We're going to do block one. It's in the English O'Clock book, so you can find it there. And it's five emails that we're going to do. You can find them on page number 31, and they go like this. Five emails. I'm going to read them once. In a fairly normal speed. I'm not going to slow down. I'm just going to do, to read them out as a normal person would. Okay, so ytwc1573@sport.com. The second email is homeZ981FTBG@zyx.co.uk. Email number three is vbgbtdyi@diftuc.de. Number four, which is especially interesting for those of you who have difficulties with vowel sounds because it's made up of vowels completely. So it's OEIUOA@VOWELS.GR. And the last one is SNOWFLAKE978@yuseflix.co.uk. Ceci, why don't you start with the first one?
sport.
Dot
com.
That's the .com. Very good. So YTWC 1573 at sport.com. Very good. Next one, Kuti.
I think I start with H.
Yes, very good.
H-O-E-T.
H-O-M-E. H-O-M-E.
M-E.
Mm-hmm.
D.
Nope, no, no D.
I know. 0981.
0981. O meaning zero. 0981. Yes.
F-T-P. J.
G.
G.
Yes, not J, not la J. La G. F-T-P. G. Very good.
Set.
At.
At. Set Y.
X, ZYX.
X, CO.
Dot CO.
Dot UK.
Dot UK. Remember, arroba is at.
Yes.
Dot is punto. Mm-hmm. Okay, punto com is dot com. Arroba yo punto com. At yo dot com. Okay. Very good. Annabelle, next one.
B, V.
The other way around. V, B.
B. V.
Oh. V. B.
V. V.
Mm-hmm.
G. B.
Yes.
T. D. Y. I.
Very good.
Y.
At. T. D. Y. I. At.
I don't know.
D. I. F. D. I. F.
D. I. F. C.
T. U. C.
No.
D. I. F. T. U. C. Dot. D. E. Very good. Jesus, next one.
No, I don't have it.
You don't have it? Tessie, do you have it?
I try it.
Okay.
O-E-I-U-O-I-A.
The last one is A. O-E-I-U-O-A. Very good.
That.
At.
At.
Start again.
B. O-E-I-U-O-A. At.
Mm-hmm.
B.
V.
V-O-W. Ay, me falta.
E-L-S.
E-L-S.
Uh-huh.
Dot G-R.
Dot G-R. Very good. And the last one, Jesus.
S-N-O-W-F-L-A-K-E mm-hmm. 978
mm-hmm.
at Y-U-S-E dot.
No. No, there's yeah. Y-U-S-E and then comes F- F-L-I-X. F-L-I-X. Dot?
Dot UK.
Dot C-O?
Dot C-O. Dot C-O. Dot UK.
All right. Very good. How many mistakes? Kuti?
And the first one, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And the third one, a lot.
Okay. What about you, Annabelle? A lot. Jesus?
A lot.
A lot?
Three sounds.
Three sounds only.
One, two, three.
Wow. Very good. Thessie is becoming our spelling bee. Our spelling bee. Our spelling queen. All right. Very good. You can relax a little bit because we're going to do the whole of drill number 59, which is asking you. Yesterday, we were looking at whether certain school subjects or areas were difficult in general, if they were easy or difficult. Today, I want to know whether they are easy or difficult for you. Okay, so is Arabic easy or difficult for you?
Arabic is easy for me.
Really? Do you speak Arabic?
No, sorry. Arabic is difficult for me.
All right, very good. Is art easy or difficult for you?
Art is difficult for me.
Very good. Is biology easy or difficult for you?
Biology. It's
No.
Biology.
Again.
Biology.
Very good.
Is difficult for me.
What is difficult for you?
Biology.
Biology. All right, very good. Is chemistry easy or difficult for you?
Chemistry is difficult for me.
Very good. Is Chinese easy or difficult for you?
It's difficult for me.
Very good. Give me the subject.
Chinese is difficult for me.
Very good. Is English easy or difficult for you?
English is easy. No, English is difficult for me.
Very good. Is French easy or difficult for you?
French is easy for me.
Very good. Remember, yesterday we practiced the pronunciation of fácil. It's not easy. Easy me voy a. It's not that. It's easy. Easy with a z sound, like Brazilian or Brazil. Easy. All right. Is geography easy or difficult for you?
It's easy for me.
Give me the
geography. It is easy.
Again?
Geography is easy for me.
Very good. Is German easy or difficult for you?
German is difficult for me.
Very good. And now the short version?
It's difficult for me.
Very good. Is history easy or difficult for you?
History is difficult for me.
Very good. Is Japanese easy or difficult for you?
Japanese is difficult for me.
Very good. Is literature easy or difficult for you?
Literature is easy for me.
Very good. Is math easy or difficult for you?
Math is easy for me.
Really?
No.
No. All right. But it's fine.
Easy.
Just to practice easy. Very good. Repeat.
Math is easy for me.
Very good. Is music easy or difficult for you?
Music is easy for me.
Very good. Is PE easy or difficult for you?
PE is easy for me.
Very good. Is philosophy easy or difficult for you?
Philosophy is easy for me.
Is what?
Is easy.
Easy. Very me. Good. Is physics easy or difficult for you?
Physics is difficult for me.
Very good. Is political science easy or difficult for you?
Political science is easy for me.
Very good. But not ease, but is. Political science is easy for me.
Political science is easy for me.
Very good. Is science easy or difficult for you?
Science is easy for science is easy for me.
Very good. Is Spanish easy or difficult for you?
Spanish is easy for me.
All right. Is law easy or difficult for you?
Law is easy for me.
Very good. Is engineering easy or difficult for you?
Engineering is difficult for me.
Very good. Is medicine easy or difficult for you?
Medicine is difficult for me.
Very good. Is linguistics easy or difficult for you?
Linguistics is easy for me.
Very good. Is technology easy or difficult for you?
Technology is difficult for me.
Very good. Is computer science easy or difficult for you?
Computer science is difficult for me.
Very good. Is economy easy or difficult for you?
It's difficult for me.
Very good. Give me the subject.
Economy is difficult for me.
Very good. Is programming easy or difficult for you?
Programming is difficult.
Programming. Not MIM, but MING.
Mm-hmm. Programming is difficult for me.
Very good. Is online banking easy or difficult for you?
Online banking is easy for me.
Very good. Is teaching easy or difficult for you?
Teaching is easy for me.
Teaching is easy for you. Very good. So remember, easy, fácil, difficult, difícil. Very good. Let's take a look at drill number 61. We're going to do sentences 1 to 20, where I'm going to ask you whether a certain country is a rich or a poor country. And you're going to give me the answer that it's a rich country or it's a poor country. So is the Solomon Islands a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
It's a poor country. Is the United Arab Emirates a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
It is a rich country. Very good. Is Afghanistan a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
Very good. Is Australia a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
Very good. Is Austria a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
It is. Is Bahrain a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country. No, it's
a very rich country.
Which one?
Bahrain.
It's a rich country.
How do you say Bahrain in Spanish?
Bahrain.
Okay.
Where they have like Formula One and stuff. Is Belgium a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
Again?
It's a rich country.
It's a rich country. Very good. Is Benin a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
It's a poor country. Very good. Is Burkina Faso a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
It is. Is Burundi a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
Yes. Is Canada a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
Very good. Is Denmark a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
Very good. Is Ethiopia a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
Very good. Is Finland a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
Very good. Is France a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
Very good. Is the Gambia a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
It's a poor country. Very good. Is Germany a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
It is a rich country. Very good. Is Guinea a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
Very good. Is Haiti a rich or a poor country?
It's a poor country.
Very good. And the last one, is Holland a rich or a poor country?
It's a rich country.
It is a rich country. Very good. That was drill number 61, sentences 1 to 20. The structure itself is quite easy because it's just like big or small, or long or short, or beautiful or ugly. You have two adjectives, rich and poor. Rich, rico, poor, pobre. But what is important in this exercise is that you answer saying it's, not is. Is the United Arab Emirates a rich or a poor country? Is a rich country is wrong. It has to be it's. It's a rich country or it's a poor country. Very good. We started doing drill 62 yesterday. We're going to finish it today, doing sentences 21 to 40. And we're talking about colors. So what color is an envelope? Annabelle.
It's a white. It's white.
Very good. It's white, but now I don't want you to say it's. I want you to say the whole sentence.
Envelope.
An envelope.
Envelope.
An envelope.
An envelope is white.
An envelope is white. Why? Because I want to practice the indefinite article a and an. What color is a mouse?
A mouse is black.
Very good. What color is a microwave? What color? What color is a microwave?
A microwave is black, is white.
A microwave is white, very good. Normal. Mine is white. Mine is white, for example. Now, if you say, because in Spanish you often say, un microondas is de color negro, de color blanco. In English, that doesn't work. We would not say it's the color. We would just say it's blue, or it's white, or it's black, or whatever. What color is a palm tree?
A palm tree is green.
Is green. Very good. What color is a raven?
A raven is black.
Very good. What color is a wooden door? What color is a wooden door?
Wooden door is
brown. A wooden door.
A wooden door is brown.
Is brown. Very good. What color is a light bulb? What color is a light bulb?
Light
bulb. What you have in your lamp?
A light bulb.
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 Mm-hmm.
Is white.
Is white. Very good. What color is a 100 euro bill? What color is a 100 euro bill?
I never seen.
Me neither.
Come on, you have to know what color a 100 euro bill is.
Yeah. Green, maybe.
Yeah. Give me the full sentence.
100
euro bill?
Bill is green.
Very good. Again.
100 euro bill is green.
Very good. A 100 euro bill is green. What color is a 10 euro bill? What color is a 10 euro bill?
A 10 euro bill is... A 10 euro bill is red.
Is red. Very good. What color is a 50 euro bill?
A 50 euro bill
euro.
Is brown.
Euro.
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 Euro. Euro. A 50 euro bill is brown.
A 50 euro bill is brown. Yeah, brown. Yeah, brown. Mm-hmm. Brown. Because then 200 is yellow, I think. Mm. What color is a frying pan? What color is a frying pan?
I don't know what is frying
pan. I don't know what frying pan is. Very good. A frying pan is where you fry an egg in. So you put it on your oven, on your stove, and then you fry it.
Sartén.
Yeah.
A frying pan. So what color is a frying pan?
A frying pan is black.
Is black. Very good. And what color is an avocado?
An avocado is green.
Very good. And what color is salt?
A salt.
What color is salt?
Salt is white.
Salt is white. Very good. And we don't say a salt, porque salt es incontable. Entonces la sal es blanca. What color is pepper? Jesus.
Pepper is gray.
Okay. Or black. Or black.
Brown. Black. Colorful.
All right. Very good. What color is grass? Annabelle, what color is grass?
Grass is green.
Grass is green. Very good. What color is the sky? What color
is... Sky is blue.
Stop. What color is the sky?
The sky is blue.
The sky is blue. Very good. What color is a sunflower?
A sunflower is
yellow. Yes. What color is a frog?
A frog is green.
Green, very good. What color is chocolate?
Chocolate is brown.
Very good. What color is a kiwi? What color is a kiwi?
A kiwi is brown.
A kiwi is brown. Very good. Green. Brown on the outside, green or yellow on the inside. Very good. Very good. Drill number 64 is next. We're going to do sentences 1 to 20. Well, it's not really sentences. I'm going to give you a noun and you're going to tell me whether it's a or an. Okay, practicing the indefinite article a or an. So book.
A book.
Very good. Table.
A table.
Dog.
A dog.
Car.
A car.
Cat.
A cat.
Apple.
An apple.
Good. Orange.
An orange.
Good. Chair.
A chair.
Very good. Shoe.
A shoe.
A shoe. Very good. A shoe. Key.
A key.
A key. Very good. Telephone.
A telephone.
Agenda.
An agenda.
An agenda. Very good. Unicorn.
An unicorn. A unicorn.
A unicorn. Very good. Hour.
An hour.
An hour. Very good. Uniform.
An uniform. A uniform.
A uniform. Mouse.
A mouse.
Yes. Keyboard.
A keyboard.
Very good. Envelope.
An envelope.
Very good. Elephant.
An elephant.
And nini mini mini mo catch a tiger by the toe. Napkin.
A napkin.
A napkin. Very good. And the last thing that we're going to do is translation booklet number 1. We're going to take a look at list number 8. And list number 8 goes like this. ¿Qué libro es fácil? ¿Este o aquel?
Which one is
not? ¿Qué libro?
Which book is ese? This one or that one?
How do you say fácil?
Easy.
Mm-hmm. So?
So, which book is easy? This one or that one?
Very good. ¿Es esa tu decisión final?
Is that your final decision?
Very good. Is that your final decision? ¿Cómo está usted?
How do you do?
Very good. ¿Esa no es la única alternativa?
That isn't the only alternative.
Alternative. Very good. ¿Quién está allí?
Who is there?
Very good. ¿Quién es mi profesor?
Who is my teacher?
Very good. ¿Es para ella?
It's for her.
Again?
It's for her.
It's for her. Very good. ¿Es para él?
It's for him.
It's for him. Very good. ¿Para quién es esto?
Who is that for?
Again?
Who is that? Who is this for?
Who is this for? Very good. Who is this for? ¿Para quién es?
Who's it for?
Yes, who's it for? Very good. ¿Es aquello para mí?
That.
¿Es aquello para mí?
Is that for me?
Very good. Él es una persona importante.
He's an important person.
Very good. He's an important person. Él es de Inglaterra.
He is from England.
Very good. Él está aquí ahora.
He's here now.
Very good. Él está con tu hermana.
He's with your sister.
He's with your sister. Very good. Esto es para él.
This is for him.
Very good. ¿Cuál es su nombre de ella?
What is her name?
Very good. ¿Cuál es su dirección de ella?
What's her address?
Very good. ¿Quién es su hermano de ella?
Who's her brother.
Who's her brother? Very good. ¿Quién está con ella ahora?
Who is with her now?
Yes, who is with her now? Very good. And now contract.
Who's with his
her, with her?
With her now.
Again.
Who's with her now?
Yes, who's with her now? Very good. ¿Dónde está ella ahora?
Where is she now?
Where is she now? Very good. ¿Cómo está su padre de ella?
How is her father?
How is her father? Very good. Tu problema no es importante.
Your problem isn't important.
Your problem isn't important. Very good. La biología no es importante.
Biology. Biology.
Very good.
Isn't that's important.
Very good. It is actually. It is important. Biology is important by all means. Pero tu problema no es importante was?
But your problem isn't important.
Your problem isn't important. Very good. ¿De dónde es él?
Where are he from? Where is he from?
Where is he from? Very good. ¿Para quién es esta carta? ¿Para quién es esta carta?
Who is this letter for?
Very good. Now contract.
Who's this letter for?
Who's this letter for? Very good. La carta es para mí.
This letter is for me.
La carta es para ti.
The letter is for you.
La carta es para él.
The letter is for him.
La carta es para ella.
The letter is for her.
La carta es para ellas.
The letter is for hers.
Theirs.
Them.
La carta es para nosotros.
The letter is for us.
Very good. La carta es para vosotras.
The letter is for you.
Very good. La carta es para ellos.
The letter is for them.
Very good. La carta es para ellas.
The letter is for them.
The letter is?
For them.
For them. Very, very good. All right. We have one more thing to do, which is taking a look at our Twitter question. And today I wanted to know, well, I was saying that I am a person and I was asking you about yourselves. So I'm a person. And you? And there are three options, okay? We're going to take a look what people said. Enrique says, I'm a person too. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm a person too. Then he also says, so am I. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. I am a person. So am I. Very good. And there is another one, which is...
Me too.
And he says that as well. So, I am a person too is the long version. Yo soy una persona también. And then me too, yo también, and so am I, yo también are the shorter versions that technically speaking, you don't need to know all three. Okay. But it's sometimes it's just nice to know them all. The longer version you probably will never need unless you want to really emphasize something. But so am I or me too, you will probably use a lot. So very good, Enrique. Jesse, get better. Very good. Well done. Floda, very good. He says, me too. There are two more options. Take a look at them. Yolanda says, I'm a person too. Me too. And so am I. Very good. Danny says, so am I. And Jesus says, so am I. Very good. Take a look at the other options because there's another way of how you can say it. Very good. Well done today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for being here with me in the studio. Have a fantastic afternoon. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughn Radio.
Es el momento de descubrir las claves del éxito. De la mano de Richard Vaughn y Javier Fernández Aguado. No te quedes sin tu plaza para el seminario en